Section 1. Introduction. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts Motorcycle Manual is a supplement to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Driver's Manual. Motorcycle riders are urged to read and understand both manuals in an effort to help keep Massachusetts roads safe. The Massachusetts RMV is confident that improved licensing, quality motorcycle rider education, increased public awareness, and observance of motor vehicle laws, rules, and regulations can help to reduce the potential for motorcycle-related injuries in the Commonwealth. The Massachusetts Motorcycle Manual has been prepared in cooperation with the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. This supplement details for motorcycle riders at all levels how to safely ride a motorcycle. This manual is published by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles for the benefit of residents and visitors alike. While it contains a great deal of information about RMV policies and state laws, it is important to note that this is not a legal document. Every effort is made to present the most accurate, error-free, and up-to-date information. However, RMV policies and fees are subject to change from time to time, as are laws governing motor vehicles and their drivers. Mission statement. The Massachusetts RMV will develop and support policies and procedures that enhance the safety of our customers by licensing only qualified individuals, registering and titling vehicles appropriately, and inspecting vehicles and buses to keep drivers and passengers safe. Massachusetts Rider Education Program. Sponsored by the Massachusetts RMV, the Massachusetts Rider Education Program, MREP, provides quality rider education and training to both novice and experienced motorcycle riders. The MREP is designed to assist riders of all levels and to promote the safe operation of motorcycles. Riders of all abilities are encouraged to attend and benefit from the professional instruction and on-cycle training offered through the MREP. In the basic rider course, students will learn motorcycling skills through classroom instruction and on-cycle training. In the experienced rider course, students will learn advanced riding techniques and defensive riding strategies. This curriculum has been developed by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, and is based on years of research. The basic rider course is approximately 15 hours, with 5 hours of classroom instruction and 10 hours of on-cycle instruction. The classroom instruction will cover motorcycling basics such as control, preparation, turning and braking, street awareness, special riding situations, and the dangers of riding impaired. The on-cycle instruction will incorporate and apply the lessons learned in the classroom instruction. Students must attend all classroom and on-cycle sessions and pass both a multiple-choice examination and riding skills evaluation to graduate the program. If you were under the age of 18, you are required to successfully complete the Massachusetts Rider Education Program Basic Rider Course to obtain a motorcycle license. Definitions. Motorcycle. By law, a motorcycle is any motor vehicle having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel on not more than three wheels in contact with the ground, including any bicycle with a motor or driving wheel attached. A three-wheeled motor vehicle on which the operator and passenger ride within an enclosed cab may be registered as a motorcycle if the manufacturer indicates it meets the safety standards for a motorcycle on the certificate of origin and it is designed to be operated on public ways. A tractor or a motor vehicle designed for the carrying of golf clubs and not more than four persons, an industrial three-wheel truck, or a motorized bicycle are not considered motorcycles. A motorcycle is registered in the same fashion as any other motor vehicle, using the RMV1 form. Motorized bicycle. A moped, also known as a motorized bicycle, is a pedal bicycle with a helper motor, or a non-pedal bicycle with a motor. Its maximum speed must be 30 miles per hour, or lower. Its cylinder capacity must be 50 cubic centimeters or lower. It must have an automatic transmission. To register a moped, you must complete a motorized bicycle, moped, registration application. This application is available at RMV branches or at www.massrmv.com. The registration fee is $40 for 2 years. You will also be subject to a 6.25% sales, use tax, as applicable. Once your application is approved, it is stamped and becomes your registration. You must carry it whenever you operate the moped. You will also be issued a decal that must be affixed on the rear of the moped so that it is clearly visible. Operation of motorized bicycles. Under Massachusetts law, mopeds fall into the category of motorized bicycles, with or without pedals, and are therefore regulated by the Registrar of Motor Vehicles. You must have a valid driver's license, any class, or learner's permit to drive a moped. You must follow these rules when driving a moped. Do not drive faster than 25 miles per hour. Do not ride on limited access or express state highways with signs saying that bicycles are not allowed. Use the correct electronic and hand signals before stopping or turning. Do not ride on off-street recreational paths. You can use bicycle lanes along roads. Drivers and passengers must wear helmets that meet or exceed the US DOT standard. Obey all traffic laws and regulations. Do not carry a passenger if you are driving with a learner's permit. You can be fined up to $100 for a violation of any of these rules. Motorized scooter. A motorized scooter is any two- or three-wheeled vehicle with handlebars and an electric or gas motor that can move the vehicle with or without human propulsion. Motorized scooters can either be designed for the driver to sit or stand. The Registrar of Motor Vehicles has further determined that mini motorcycles and pocket bikes are motorized scooters. All motorized scooters must be equipped with operational stop and turn signals and must meet all federal motor vehicle safety standards. The definition of a motorized scooter shall not include a motorcycle, motorized bicycle, or three-wheeled motorized wheelchair. The Registry of Motor Vehicles will not register motorized scooters. Operation of motorized scooters. Under Massachusetts law, motorized scooters fall into the category of motor vehicles and are therefore regulated by the Registrar of Motor Vehicles. Any individual who operates a motorized scooter is subject to the motor vehicle laws of Massachusetts. You must have a valid driver's license, any class, or learner's permit to operate a motorized scooter. You can be issued tickets for violating motor vehicle laws. You must follow these rules when driving a motorized scooter. Do not drive faster than 20 miles per hour. Do not drive on limited access or express state highways. Wear a helmet that meets or exceeds the US DOT standard. Always stay to the right side of the road, even when passing another vehicle. Use the correct electronic and hand signals before stopping or turning. Do not drive after sunset or before sunrise. Do not carry any passengers. Obey all traffic laws and regulations. You can be fined up to $25, first offense, $25 to $50, second offense, $50 to $100, third plus offense. Limited use vehicle, LUV. A limited use vehicle can have two or more wheels. It can go faster than 30 miles per hour, but not more than 40 miles per hour. A limited use vehicle can either be a motorcycle or a passenger vehicle. It depends on how many wheels it has. In addition, a limited use vehicle must have all of the following. A certificate of origin. A 17-character VIN. Certification by the manufacturer that it meets Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards, FMVSS, for that particular class of vehicle, for example, passenger, motorcycle, truck, etc. To be operated on a public way, a limited-use vehicle must be registered, titled, insured, and inspected. If an electrical motor or batteries solely power the vehicle, no emissions test is required. If, however, the LUV is liquid-fueled, the emissions test is required. The registration fee will depend on the vehicle type. Note: in most instances, the maximum speed of the vehicle will not be on the certificate of origin. It will be up to the dealer, insurance agent, and the customer to ensure the vehicle is properly registered. Operating a limited-use vehicle. You must have a valid driver's license or learner's permit to drive a limited-use vehicle. If the limited-use vehicle is a motorcycle, the license or permit must be Class M. If the limited-use vehicle is a passenger vehicle, the license or permit must be Class D. You cannot drive a limited-use vehicle on a limited-access or express state highway or any road with a speed limit faster than 40 miles per hour. Licensing requirements. Permits. Any individual who is seeking a Massachusetts motorcycle license, Class M, must obtain a learner's permit prior to applying for such a license. To obtain a learner's permit, an individual must be at least 16 years of age, complete an application, present valid identification, pay a fee, and pass a knowledge test. Note: if an applicant does not have a Class D license, he, she must pass both a Class D knowledge test and a Class M knowledge test. Permit holders are only authorized to operate during daylight hours, sunrise to sunset. Permit holders are prohibited from carrying passengers while operating a motorcycle. An individual cannot convert the learner's permit to a valid Massachusetts motorcycle license until having successfully completed the requisite road test or the Massachusetts Rider Education Program. Any permit holder failing the motorcycle road test twice must successfully complete an approved rider training program before scheduling another motorcycle road test or MREP. Prior to the issuance of a Massachusetts motorcycle license, an individual must pay all associated licensing fees. Licenses. Any individual meeting the above referenced permit requirements who is at least 16 1/2 years of age and who has not had a driver's license or the right to operate revoked may apply to begin the process of obtaining a Class M license at any full-service RMV branch. Licensing requirements for minors. Massachusetts requires all individuals under age 18 to possess a restricted operator's license. This restricted operator's license is issued to minors between 16 1/2, 16 1/2, and 18 years of age and is called a junior operator's license, JOL. Minors seeking or holding a JOL must additionally comply with the following requirements. Possess a learner's permit for a period of at least 6 months prior to taking the road test. Maintain a clean driving record for a period of at least 6 consecutive months prior to taking the road test. If under age 18, may not operate a motor vehicle between the hours of 12:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. Successfully completed a driver's education course. Successfully completed the Massachusetts Rider Education Program Basic Rider Course. License fees. Class A, 5-year license, $75. Class B, 5-year license, $75. Class C, 5-year license, $75. Class D, 5-year license, $50. Class M, 5-year license, motorcycle only, $50. Motorcycle endorsement, on existing license, $15. License application and road test, for all classes, $35. Class A permit application. 2-year permit with combination vehicle endorsement, $40. Permit application, 2-year permit classes B, C, D, M, $30. CDL endorsement, with CDL permit application, $10. CDL endorsement, after CDL permit issued, $30. Each additional CDL endorsement during same transaction, $10. Amend license, add, delete restrictions, $15. Duplicate license, $25. Duplicate permit, $15. Duplicate hazmat certificate, $10. Mass identification card, 5-year ID, $25. Liquor identification card, 5-year ID, $25. Amend identification card, $25. Duplicate identification card, $25. Out-of-state license conversion. Class A, $140. Class B, $140. Class C, $140. Class D, $115. Class M, $115 motorcycle endorsement, on existing license, $15. Currently, you can opt to pay the knowledge test, road test, and licensing fee when you take the written test. MREP participants are urged to prepay all associated fees. If you choose not to pay all associated fees at that time, you can pay the remaining fees when you book your road test. If you are a new Massachusetts resident and have an out-of-state driver's license, you may be eligible to convert your license without testing. Alternative exam options. If you have a cognitive or physical disability that would prevent you from taking a standard learner's permit exam through ATS, you may request an alternative extended time, paper or oral exam. To request an extended time or paper exam, you must speak to the branch manager when you visit the branch. To request an oral exam, please call 857-368-8105 and leave a message that includes your name, your telephone number, the specifics of your request, and the registry branch office where you would like to take your oral exam. You will then be contacted by a registry employee who will help you schedule an exam. Oral exams are only available in English. For oral exams, you must provide the branch manager with written documentation that confirms the nature of your disability. This documentation may be a doctor's or social worker's letter, an individualized education plan, IEP, or a letter from a school on official letterhead. You will also need to provide all of the required identification documents, listen identification requirements section. An oral exam will only be provided if it has been scheduled in advance by calling the number above. Extended time and paper exams do not need to be scheduled in advance. Road test. Equipment. The motorcycle you use for your Class M road test should be safe and in good working order. Your road test will be cancelled if the examiner believes your motorcycle is unsafe. Additionally, you must show the examiner your motorcycle's registration document and a valid inspection sticker. Motorcycles registered in Massachusetts must undergo an annual safety inspection and receive a passing inspection certificate. If your motorcycle is registered out of state, you will have to show the examiner proof of insurance coverage equal to Massachusetts minimum limits, which are $20,000 per $40,000 for bodily injury and $5,000 for property damage. As a motorcycle operator, you must also wear a USDOT standard helmet. State law requires your helmet to comply with the USDOT's Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard No. 218. Helmets meeting this standard will be labeled with stickers on the interior and exterior of the helmet. When operating a motorcycle, operators must wear eyeglasses, goggles, or a protective face shield, unless the motorcycle has a windshield or screen. Limited use vehicles and trikes. Permit holders can obtain a motorcycle license with a J restriction to operate limited use vehicles and trikes, three-wheeled vehicles. This will allow you to take a Class M road test using a limited use vehicle or trike. You will then be limited to using the license to operate the type of vehicle that was used for the road test. Limited use vehicles. If you take a road test on a limited use vehicle, you will receive a Class M license with a J restriction with the following description. Motorcycle, limited use vehicle only. Trikes. If you take a road test on a trike, you will receive a Class M license with a J restriction with the following description. Motorcycle, limited to three wheels only. Road test procedures. Road tests are scheduled close together. You must be on time for your test. If you are late for your appointment, you will not be tested and you will be required to pay the road test fee. Before your road test begins, the RMV examiner will inspect your motorcycle to ensure that it is registered, properly insured, inspected, and that all equipment is in good working order. The RMV examiner will also assess your knowledge of motorcycle equipment and controls. For the road test, the RMV examiner will observe your ability to operate a motorcycle. Your road test will consist of some or all of the following riding skills: figure eights and 360 degrees circles in both directions without your feet touching the roadway. Normal starts and stops. Driving in traffic. Crossing intersections. Making turns. Riding up and down hills. If you fail two motorcycle road tests for a Class M license, you must enroll in and successfully complete the basic riding course approved by the Registrar of Motor Vehicles prior to scheduling another road test. Common reasons for failing a road test. You were at fault in an accident with another motor vehicle, pedestrian, or object. You were driving in a way that may have caused an accident or in a way the RMV examiner considered dangerous. You violated a motor vehicle law, rule, or regulation. You demonstrated a lack of experience safely operating a motorcycle. You refused to follow the RMV examiner's instructions. You drove contrary to the RMV examiner's instructions.